I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
The Palestinian militant group Hamas today named a new leader for the Gaza Strip, a day after founder Sheikh Ahmad Yassin was killed in an Israeli missile strike. Abdelaziz Rantisi, one of the group's spokesmen, will take over some of Yassin's duties. Rantisi has vowed to increase Hamas attacks against Israelis, and Israel says it will continue its campaign to eliminate the group's leaders. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, who is Mr. Rantisi, and what can you tell us about him?
Well, Abdelaziz Rantisi is a pediatrician by training, but he's mainly known as one of a handful of men who served as the public voice of Hamas. The group is divided into a political and a military wing, the Qassam Brigades. The political wing does the talking. The military wing carries out the shootings and suicide bombings. Israel makes no distinction between the two sides. It considers the entire group a terrorist organization and has assassinated two of the Gaza leaders, Ismail Abu Shanab, and now the group's founder, Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. But while Israel sees no gradations within Hamas, which takes as its premise that Israel is not entitled to any Mideast land, not even the state of Israel, there are Palestinian analysts who say that Abu Shanab and Yassin represented what they would call the moderate wing of Hamas. For example, they supported a ceasefire back when Mahmoud Abbas was the prime minister, and there seemed to be some hope for the roadmap for Mideast peace. Rantisi opposed that ceasefire, and today he said while Hamas had made some mistakes in the past, now the group would revert to the pure path of armed struggle. So in that sense, you could say Rantisi's rise is a victory for the hardliners within Hamas.
How big a change is this for Hamas? Does it represent a major shakeup within their chain of command?
Well, there were signs that Hamas was already moving back towards this policy of armed struggle all the time after the collapse of the Abbas government. And certainly the killing of Sheikh Yassin is likely to galvanize new efforts to mount attacks. Sheikh Yassin occupied a unique place in the Hamas hierarchy. He wasn't really in the chain of command. He was kind of above it, a spiritual leader and a symbol of a group that wants to create an Islamic state of Palestine. Analysts say the head of the political wing was and will remain a man named Khaled Mashal. He lives in exile in Damascus. So the military operations, they'll go on basically as before. In that sense, it's not a big change. But even though Mashal will now be the overall leader of Hamas, there's really no one who can replace Yassin as a symbolic figure, somebody who can override all internal disputes. So we may be seeing more jockeying for position and factional fights. And Hamas, until now, has had a reputation as the most disciplined of all the Palestinian factions.
Meanwhile, Israel continues to say that it will target Hamas leaders for elimination. Presumably, this would include Abdelaziz Rantisi.
Absolutely. Israeli officials say Hamas leaders have been targeted in the past, but it was really the recent double suicide bombing at the Ashdod port that prompted the government to instruct the military to basically go after the entire leadership. And besides Mr. Rantisi, that will include people like Ismail Haniyeh, Mahmoud El-Zahar. Israel's public security minister said today, quote, "There's no immunity. Everyone's in our sights." And the defense minister said targeting Hamas leaders may bring more security to Israeli citizens.
So the result, Peter, it sounds like in the short term at least, is that Palestinians are bracing for more Israeli airstrikes and Israelis are on high alert for Palestinian terrorist attacks.
That's about it right now. Ordinary Israelis and Palestinians are both a little more fearful today. Israeli security officials are saying a high state of alert could last as long as a month through the sensitive upcoming Passover holiday. The concern and the watchfulness now will be that much greater.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem.